I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening, everybody tuned in all over the country. I hope you're well. I hope you're great. I hope you're amazing. You know what? Not just our country. Shout outs to everybody in Canada as well. I'm going to get to Canada in a second. We got something going on between the Blue Jays and the Mariners. It's the American League Championship Series. And damn it, we got a lot to get into here because a lot went on over the weekend. We had a lot go on today. We got a head coach fired from the NFL, Brian Callahan gone from the Tennessee Titans. We got Penn State. They decided to get rid of their head coach, James Franklin, gone. It's costing them $50 million to go ahead and give him the boot. Bill Belichick says, I'm not leaving. I'm not giving myself the boot. We got a player, the Lions. Brian Branch wanted to go around slapping people in the face yesterday. Juju Smith-Schuster pushed around after the game. Brian Branch gets a one-game suspension. Tua Tagovailoa, you know, people make jokes about him being in permanent concussion protocol. I mean, some of the things that he says publicly have been kind of crazy. Now he's basically saying that the players on the Dolphins are not working hard. What a world. Man, American League Championship Series, National League Championship Series, got the Dodgers and the Brewers, Game 1 starting tonight. We got a doubleheader, Monday Night Football, Bills and Falcons, Bears and Commanders. There's a lot going on. And we got some people to come through and chat with us about it all as well. Okay, next hour, unless the Tennessee Titans break some other ridiculous story, Teresa Walker is going to join us from the Associated Press to take a look at the Titans getting rid of Brian Callahan. What does this mean for Cam Ward? What does this mean for a team trying to rebuild? We got Dan Wolken joining us from Yahoo Sports to talk some college football later on in the show. We saw Texas, Oklahoma duke it out on a defensive battle. And people, I guess, for now are leaving Arch Manning the hell alone. So we got a lot to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. You ready? Here's the phone number. You got a phone? Feel free to use it. You got a question? Call me. You have a concern? Call me. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief all over the place on social media. Also, a little lesser of a point. Okay, we got Trent Dilfer gone from UAB for anyone who wanted to pay attention as well. Okay, yeah. Well, anyway. 888-710-4ISN. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. It's that time of the year. You start thinking about football teams that had expectations. You start thinking about football teams that had a pathway to actually going out there and doing something, trying to progress, and then things just fall flat. It's that time of year where guys are going to start getting fired. Here we are, October 13th. Of course, in the last segment of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But as it stands right now, this minute, Brian Callahan is gone as head coach of the Tennessee Titans. And we'll get into James Franklin. We'll do that probably in the next break. Let's get Brian Callahan out the way. Because the Tennessee Titans, amongst all of the teams that play professional sports in United States of America, North America, they have to be one of the most dysfunctional. Okay, there's a reason that Cam Ward went number one overall to the Tennessee Titans, because the Titans were a joke last year. They were 3-14 in Brian Callahan's first season. Unfortunately for Brian Callahan, he had to go out there and work with old mayonnaise man, Will Levis. And I you could see Will Levis was stressing that dude out. I feel like at the end of every single game, Brian Callahan was standing in front of the media, when Brian Callahan was standing on the sidelines, ripping his hair out because of some of these turnovers that Will Levis just decided to, you know, serve up to the opposition. And so Brian Callahan had it tough last year with Will Levis, and Will Levis, due to injury, basically tapped out on this season, knowing that Cam Ward was going to take his job. Well, with Cam Ward, things haven't even gotten better for the Tennessee Titans. Okay, they just lost to the Raiders 20-10. Brian Callahan's overall record was 4-19. They're 1-5 right now. He didn't even get a full 2 years. They gave him the boot. And then you listen to some of the comments from people inside the building, including Jeffrey Simmons, does a lot of great things for the community when he's not threatening reporters. Jeffrey Simmons, he spoke, he was on the radio, and he basically said, you know what, before we lost to the Raiders 20-10, he said our practices absolutely stunk.
Yeah, I mean, that is disappointing. I mean, when you could, I mean, in this league, you got to learn how to stack wins, and to be able to carry that momentum over, you have to do, I mean, it started at practice. You know, I probably, just being honest, like, this probably was one of our worst week of practice. Came out flat Thursday and things like that in that nature too. You know, sometimes things carry over, and when you get initially, you have to prove it every week and reprove it. You know, you got to go out there and keep proving yourself, your team, that you can win this league. And, you know, we didn't do that on all three phases. And, you know, today was bad football. You know, we didn't play good today at all. So.
Yeah, we didn't play good today at all. Well, what is it an indicator of when you're standing around saying your practices stunk? How the heck are you going to win a game on Sunday if you don't got guys who are actually committed to going out there and practicing? And so, yeah, that's absolutely an indictment of Brian Callahan. And you don't have to sit around and watch Tennessee Titans football to just know, man, this team sucks. Like, you drafted Cam Ward number one overall. You have a guy in Brian Callahan who's worked with Joe Burrow and Matthew Stafford and Peyton Manning. He was the offensive coordinator with the Bengals when Joe Burrow came into the league. And it's just like, maybe he can work some of that quarterback magic with somebody else. Well, not with this team. The Titans are devoid of talent. The Titans also have a head coach who can't inspire them to do squat diddly anything. And apparently it looks like Mike McCoy is going to be the interim head coach. It was only a couple. Remember Mike McCoy from the Chargers when they were still in San Diego, by the way. And just a couple of weeks ago, you had Cam Ward standing around going, "Hey guys, yeah, how would I describe us, the Tennessee Titans? We're ass." Like, that's what the starting quarterback said. And I'm pretty sure Brian Callahan had just put his hands in his own head, put his head in his hands, and just had to go, "Man, I'm just a sitting duck." Yesterday, Cam Ward, one touchdown, one interception. That's it. Cam Ward on the season. Three touchdowns, four INTs. Okay, I don't think anybody woke up and expected a Jaden Daniels historic-esque season out of Cam Ward, given the Tennessee Titans and their roster. But you want to have a little bit more of a spark. And what really stinks is that now you're resetting things again with Cam Ward. Not just for the rest of the season, but whoever the hell they bring in, he has to start from ground zero. This year might be a rookie year. He's going to have to start from scratch again next year with a different system. I'm going to tell you who I think might be an ideal candidate. We'll get to that in a second. Let's take a listen to Cam Ward tell everybody what we already know. They can't move the football. They can't win for a damn.
We're not an efficient offense, so we have to try new things. If we're going to stay the course, we got to make the course work. So it's really just both players and coaching staff just continue to either just call the play, we execute the play, and then at the end of the day, we have to do our job as a whole. Because at the end of the day, the coaches, they can only do so much. The players are the one playing, we just got to do our job.
Ooh, yeah, but the players, I don't think they realize when they open up their mouths and they say things like that, those comments fall directly on the head coach. When Jeffrey Simmons is saying, "Hey, our practices have been bad," that's going to fall on the coach. When the starting quarterback says our offense is inefficient and there's only but so much that the coaches can do, yes, sir, that is still going to fall on the coach. And when you think about Tennessee Titans, their owner, Amy Adams, I mean, she is a disaster as an owner. She had Mike Vrabel in running this team. Okay, you have one of the best head coaches in the entire NFL, and they decided to fire him because he all knew what we all knew, is that the roster just wasn't that good. He's the smartest guy in the entire damn building, and they decided to just poof, let him go because he probably told her what the hell is going on, and she just fired him. And so now they brought in Brian Callahan last year. A year and a half later, they gotten rid of him. This is par for the course with the Titans. And I hope by accident, Amy Adams gets it right. The Tennessee Titans are going to be moving into this fancy new stadium in a few years. They have Cam Ward at quarterback. Hopefully they don't ruin him like a lot of these quarterbacks who get into the NFL and just stink. I mean, matter of fact, listen to Amy Adams. This was last year when he was hired after they got rid of Mike Vrabel. And she talks about how great he is and how smart and we love him. Well, not enough to keep him. They fired him today.
We knew Brian was a really special candidate. We knew his background and his extensive experience. We saw the list of quarterbacks he's worked with and elite offenses he's been a part of. We knew about his deep knowledge and understanding of the game. And on a personal note, I knew that we both shared the connection of having fathers who passed down their love of football to their children. And after all that research and the reviews of people whose lives and careers he has impacted so deeply, then we got to meet Brian. He exceeded all of our expectations.
Come on. Now he didn't, right? A year and a half later, you fired him. You gave him the boot. And in some of his final words in coaching the Tennessee Titans, he was asked about whether or not he is upset with his team. Listen to what he said.
Yeah, I mean, I never question the way our team fights. I mean, we fight like crazy. We just want to win more games. You know, we have to play better to win games. It's not, you can play hard and be satisfied with the effort and how guys approach their job, but certainly frustrated that we can't find a way to make the plays more consistently to win the football game. And that part is very frustrating. And I'm frustrated versus mad. I know, I think I have moments of all of those things, but we should be mad. We should be frustrated because this is where we're at. And the expectation is we got to find a way to get better. And we were hoping to be better than we are so far through the first six games.
Well, the Titans are so mad, or Amy Adams is so mad. I mean, I can't even say this was a poor hire. The decision to kind of just tick off Mike Vrabel enough where you fired him was the worst decision ever. And the Tennessee Titans are going to pay for that for a very, very long time, as these New England Patriots, obviously, are now 4-2. Drake May looks great, and the Patriots look like they're getting back to respectability as a franchise in the NFL. The Tennessee Titans, as it stands today, they're still a joke. They were a joke when they fired Mike Vrabel. They were a joke in bringing in Brian Callahan. They're a joke for firing him now. They're a joke for probably messing up Cam Ward and his development. This is all screwed up in Tennessee. I think Cam Ward is a smart enough individual that he will weather the storm, and I hope that he's not one of these quarterbacks who has to stink on a bad team where he's not developed because of all the garbage going on around him. I mean, we can take a look at a guy like Sam Darnold getting a new look at life. Obviously, with Minnesota last year, didn't end the best way. Now he's out in Seattle looking still great. It's still like, wow, Sam Darnold's looking good. I still think he'll suck. But we've had a lot of quarterbacks. Damn it, we got Baker Mayfield. They wanted to run the football when he was with the Cleveland Browns. Okay? You had a guy in Odell Beckham Jr. who wanted to fire his own quarterback. It's so much so that he wanted out of Cleveland. And look at what Baker Mayfield is doing now. We got people yelling MVP at Baker Mayfield. We got teams that absolutely kill quarterbacks. When it comes to Cam Ward, I just hope the Tennessee Titans, with all the moving, the shaking, the hirings, the firings, I hope that the Titans don't screw up Cam. I think he's strong enough to weather the storm. It just sucks that here we are, 6 games into the season, and the Tennessee Titans have already rocked the boat on the beginning of Cam Ward's career. And I think if there's anybody that they should bring in, take a look at Cliff Kingsbury. Maybe you can get him in from the Washington Commanders. Maybe you can have the guy who took some time and has coached guys like Baker Mayfield, Patrick Mahomes in college, Kyler Murray, Caleb Williams. Maybe you can bring in a guy who knows a thing or two about quarterback success. And I get it. I understand it. That was supposed to be the case with Brian Callahan. They fired him. They moved him. Obviously, Cliff Kingsbury has had a little bit more success. He's been around the block a little bit more from coaching in college and coaching in the pros. And if you can get that guy out of D.C., you get him. Grab him. Unless Cliff Kingsbury, like me, looks at this and goes, the Titans? That train wreck? No, thank you. I think I'll pass and stay here in D.C. until a better spot opens up with a better organization. Brian Callahan, first head coach fired this season in the NFL. And I think there's a guy in Miami. He might be next. Hi. Oh, anyway, we'll get to the Miami Dolphins a little bit later in the show. We got so much to get into. I told you, we got an NFL doubleheader. In about an hour from now, we got the Bills taking on the Falcons right here in Atlanta, Georgia, a couple blocks from me. We also have the Bears taking on the Commanders. Well, you got Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator. We'll talk about both of those games and give you scores and whatnot, of course, as those games get underway. As it stands right now, this minute, game two of the American League Championship Series is going on in baseball between the Mariners and the Blue Jays. The Mariners and Jays are tied at 3 runs apiece in the fourth inning. Seattle already leads the series 1-0 following their victory yesterday. And then about 2 hours from now, we're going to have game one of the National League Championship Series between the Dodgers and the Brew Crew. So we'll keep you up to date on all the NFL football. We'll keep you up to date on all the Championship Series baseball. We got Teresa. Teresa Walker is going to come through and she's going to have a chat with us about, well, the Tennessee Titans. We'll do that next hour. Dan Wolken will come through in a couple of hours and talk to us about everything going on in college football on behalf of Yahoo Sports. A matter of fact, when we come back on the other side of the break, yeah, Brian Callahan, he got booted today. But yesterday, James Franklin was told, pack your bags. Okay, forget about beating the Michigans of the world, the Ohio States of the world. You can't beat Northwestern. You can't beat UCLA. You gots to go. I mean, what a great golden parachute James Franklin is getting to walk out of Penn State. We'll get into James Franklin on the other side of the break. We'll talk about Bill Belichick. He says he's not leaving and he's not getting fired. Now, we'll hear from both of these coaches. Well, maybe not James Franklin. We'll hear what Belichick had to say. We'll talk about James Franklin on the other side of the break. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the beginning. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Right before we went to break, we talked about the Tennessee Titans getting rid of Brian Callahan in the midst of his second season coaching the team. I mean, they just drafted Cam Ward, number one overall, but things weren't good enough. And with the Tennessee Titans having a 1-5 record, they went 3-14 last year. They just lost to the Raiders 20-10. Players are saying their practices are not good. Their offensive preparation is not good. Brian Callahan, he got the boot. Hopefully they don't screw things up with Cam Ward and his development. I think they already have. And we'll see if they can bring in a reputable head coach, someone who can kind of turn things around and provide some stability What a disaster it would be if you're the organization wasting the talent of Cam Ward. Well, the Tennessee Titans are already off to a bad start with that one. Speaking of bad starts, here we had a team in Penn State expected to compete for a national championship, expected to build off of what they did last year, going to the college football playoff, expected to have a guy like Drew Aller who just maybe would take a step forward, maybe progress a little bit. Well, now he's out for the season. Now they lost again, losing to Northwestern 22-21. Penn State, third straight loss. They got embarrassed by UCLA. James Franklin, the MO for him over the past 10, 11 years has been, well, can you beat Michigan? Can you go out there and beat Ohio State? And his retort is, well, I need money like those schools. James Franklin got fired yesterday following that loss to Northwestern. He has a record of 104-45 with Penn State. And they said, you know what, you've lost it. Okay, they wanted to get rid of this guy so bad. His time was up in Happy Valley so bad that they said he has $50 million to take a hike. That is his existing buyout. He has $50 million to go away. James Franklin has the option to not coach. He can put his feet up. He can make a lot of money. Or he can go to, I don't know, maybe he ends up with the Florida Gators, you know, if Billy Napier gets the boot. And so there's an opportunity for James Franklin to continue to coach. But his time at Penn State is up. Okay, we all know about Ohio State being competitive and defense is still killing it and Sand looks great. He's not getting a lot of attention right now with Ohio State. We know Michigan is trying for a little bit of a bounce back as it stands right now. The conditions were ideal for Penn State to move forward. This was going to be the do or die. This was going to be the last dance. And, well, James Franklin, they danced his ass up one out of there. Okay, the athletic director, Pat Kraft, he spoke earlier today, and he explained why James Franklin is gone.
This was extremely, extremely difficult. It's been a very difficult 48 hours. I felt after Saturday and sitting down and looking at everything that where we were and what was in the best interest of my kids, my student-athletes, and My kids, meaning you guys know I call our athletes kids, my kids, and where the program was going, that this time we just had to make the hard decision. And look, as all of you know, as leaders, when you lead an organization like this, when you've made the decision, you have to make the decision with a whole heart and with conviction. And so, you know, I was going to sleep on it on Sunday and but I knew it was the right course of action for us as a program and more importantly for the team. So that's kind of how it transpired.
Man, Penn State is 3-3 on the season. All three losses are coming to Big Ten schools. I still can't believe how the hell they went and lost to UCLA, which just basically rocked their entire program by firing their running back head coach and Deshaun Foster. It's mind-boggling. Okay, they had a guy who's never used the headset calling plays last week for UCLA, and Penn State still goes out there and stinks to join up. Like, hey, James Franklin got what he wanted. He was able to bring in players, got an increased NIL budget, and still stunk. He's gone. You know, 4-21. Versus top 10 teams. James Franklin has been good enough to be good, but he hasn't, he never progressed to being great. And they said, you know what? This season is over. There ain't no championship coming. Ain't no college football playoff. Let's just cut our losses right now and keep it moving. And so Pat Kraft, he also discussed what the Nittany Lions are looking for in their next head coach. Who are you trying to bring in? Tell me.
Our next coach will be someone who embodies everything Penn State stands for. Integrity, accountability, toughness, humility, and an elite motivator. We'll find a coach who can achieve excellence at the highest level, doing it with confidence and conviction. Recruiting will always be a pillar here. We want someone who will attract elite talent, retain players in the NIL era, and make Penn State a destination.
Wow. It's always cool when you fire a guy and then you stand up there and you kind of try to put on the big man voice. This is what we're going to do, even though we just tried it with the last guy. But forget that. We're going to move forward now with conviction. And that's what you're supposed to do. But let me know when you've added somebody. You know, the big name that has been bandied and thrown around about is, Matt Rhule. Yeah, Matt Rhule, who's currently coaching Nebraska. Matt Rhule, who played for Penn State. He was a linebacker. Matt Rhule, who's basically family connections and also, well, his own connection to Pat Kraft, is very well documented because of his history with the school. Well, is Matt Rhule just going to walk up and leave Nebraska? I'm not so sure. And Matt Rhule was asked about this. And let's just say he didn't necessarily close the door. It was a matter of, well, I love being here in Nebraska. Don't ask me about Penn State. Listen.
This place is elite. And I want to be a great father and a college football coach. And so, you know, I'm not going to talk a lot about job openings when they come. Maybe it's been a while here, but this is what happens when you win. I've dealt with it. You know, we've won at Temple and I dealt with it all the time. I've dealt with Baylor. I'm not going to talk about those things ever. I'm not going to talk about my contract here. I'm going to talk about the team. But, I absolutely love it here. And I want us to continue to take the steps needed for us to turn this thing into a beast. And players all across the country want to come here. We have the best facilities. We have elite fans. And, I'm just looking at the future. So, but again, I love that place. I love Pat. I love James Franklin. Sad that came to an end. I wish him the absolute best, but I'm really happy here and excited to get going this week on Minnesota.
Yeah, he never said I'd never leave. And why would he? That'd be ridiculous for him to just go, you know what, I don't want to go to Penn State. He's leaving the door open because, I mean, and here also, people change their minds. You know, I expect to see Matt Rhule as a head coach of Penn State. Look, I get it. Nebraska is currently 5-1. And if they continue to have a great season, if they continue to be ranked in the top 25, if, I don't know, somehow, some way they get into the college football playoff, that doesn't do anything but increase the odds of, hey, I did great in Nebraska. This is why you need to hire me. This is why you need to bring me on. The connection is naturally there. In a world of college sports and athletics where, you know, coaches are moving around and we got transfer portal, the pickings are ripe for Matt Rhule to move on. Okay, he's not a dummy. That guy's eventually going to say, well, that's my job. And his old buddy, Pat Kraft, is going to say, hey, well, can we get you over here? And I think the answer is yes. And Matt Rhule is doing nothing right now but being respectful for the people, or to the people, who pay his damn bills. But the first minute that he can walk out that door, I don't know, December, January, I think he's gone. Okay, and I think Nebraska's going to have to look for a new head coach. And I think James Franklin, hey, I don't know, maybe he takes a year off. Maybe he sits around on television. He will ultimately end up somewhere when he's not counting his $50 million to leave. I really feel bad for all the fans of Penn State. Hi, Ryan Hickey. I feel bad for all those fans who looked at this year and just had to go, last year we were close. This year we were supposed to move forward, but not at all. It stinks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Brian is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, JR? Well, real quick, before I get into my little rant, I just want to say, at least we got away from that, you know, what is it, the sex scandal they had a couple years back. The Gary Sandusky thing, so turned that program around a little bit. So, you know, you're talking about, you know, going down a rabbit hole. I mean, he got that program turned around. So, you know, you should have that to think. You know what I mean? But
well, I mean, that's
my team.
That's one way to look at things. Hey, we missed Jerry Sandusky, and I don't think things could get any worse than that. What are your thoughts on the Ravens?
I want this coach out of here. I want Harbaugh fired. He had been here way too long. I was never a fan of him in 08. I wanted Rex Ryan. That's who I wanted. That's who the players wanted. They wanted to go in a different direction. They wanted an authoritative figure, and that's what they got. And this guy has gotten by with his shortcomings because of his veteran teams that he's had, good quarterback, great coach, great front office. Just the players made up for this guy's shortcomings, and it's stale. I'm like breakfast sitting right there. You want to do something to buy? You really want to turn our season around? You really want to get the fans to come back? Bring back the guy that the fans wanted originally. Let's turn this back into the old Ravens of the used to years when teams feared us.
Okay.
He can fix this defense. Have a good one, brother. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much, Brian, for calling from Baltimore. Shout outs to everybody listening in Baltimore. Look, I know people are sick of Harbaugh out there. The Rams just smashed him 17-3. I don't think anybody had any other expectations, given the fact that Lamar Jackson was out and we were subjected to, well, maybe if you're a Ravens fan, you have to sit down and watch Cooper Rush. Not a damn person wanted that. Okay, Cooper Rush went out there and threw an interception. It was obviously nothing taking place. It was 3 points that they scored. You got to be careful, though. Harbaugh is so connected and tied to Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is basically the whole team. If you move Harbaugh, this can't be one of those situations where we just got to fire him. Who's the next guy? Is it Rex Ryan? How great is Rex Ryan to come in and kind of, you know, be a cheerleader? Rex Ryan is doing good on TV. If I were Rex Ryan, would I want to coach right now? I know he threw his name in a Jets ring, trying to get that job before Aaron Glenn took the job. Now Aaron Glenn is getting beat up for some of his own comments about how bad or not good Justin Fields looks. But I don't know if Rex Ryan is a good idea. At least with Harbaugh, you have stability. And Rex Ryan, you get a circus. You get quotes. I don't know if you're going to get winning. I don't know. Shoot me for being a real Cliff Kingsbury fan. I think he'd be a great guy to take over the Ravens. If I were him, I'd take that job instead of the Tennessee Titans, okay? Let's put it that way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we got a lot of coaches getting fired. When we come back, we'll talk about a coach. He's not getting fired. It's Bill Belichick. And then we got a coach in Mike Tomlin. I know people have wanted him fired for years. He's saying the teams in his division are pretty stupid. And then we have some stupid decisions that were made, dumb injuries. Anthony Richardson hurt his eye, training and stretching in the back. This guy's cursed. We'll give you an update on all of this, but right now it's an update on everything going on in the world of sports. It's a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN is the number. We paid our bill. 888-710-4ISN. We just had a caller. Shout outs to Brian hitting us up from Baltimore. Even after the loss yesterday to the Rams, he's like, hey, the Ravens stink. We got to get rid of Harbaugh. And I get it. If you want to get rid of Harbaugh after yesterday, that just didn't pop up. You want to get rid of him, you know, for quite some time. It looks like both Roquan Smith and then also Lamar Jackson expected back after the Ravens bye. So at least there's some good news, but let's all be real. The Baltimore Ravens, at least for this season, with all the injuries, they're probably done, okay? But let's pay attention. If Harbaugh gets the boot at the end of the year, that's going to be a massive reset for a team that's been kind of on the precipice, on the cusp of maybe getting to an AFC title game. They just have not gotten over the hump. And so there's a little bit of stagnation. And I'm just saying, if you're in Baltimore and you want to get rid of Harbaugh, there's a possibility that you might be, you got to be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. It may actually send the team in the wrong direction, depending on the options that exist to replace him. So if you want to get rid of him, who do you want in this place? Me, I would not go with no Rex Ryan. All right, they ain't bringing back no Ray Lewis. Bart Scott isn't walking in. Ed Reed. These guys are not. They're not going to show up. Okay. And speaking of the AFC North, we know that they've been very active in the division. We had Joe Flacco traded from the Browns to the Cincinnati Bengals. Did it work out for anybody? Well, the Steelers beat the Browns 23-9 yesterday. Dylan Gabriel, the new starter For the Browns, threw the ball 52 times. I mean, I know he's icing his arm today. It must suck to throw the ball that many times in a loss. And then we have the Bengals, who lost to the Packers 27-18. Good for Joe Flacco. He threw two touchdowns. He's better than Jake Browning. There were no interceptions yesterday for Joe Flacco, so that's good. But speaking of coaches that people always want to get fired, Mike Tomlin spoke to the media. Okay, yes, they beat the Browns yesterday. They got a quick turnaround. They are going to take on the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday. So we got Thursday Night Football. We got Steelers. We got Bengals. We got Aaron Rodgers. We got Joe Flacco. We got two old-ass quarterbacks. And, well, Joe Flacco's probably one foot out the door. And Aaron Rodgers intentionally has one foot out of the door. And Mike Tomlin, I don't even want to call him a comedian. I think he's kind of needling the competition. He basically said, you know what? The Browns move Flacco to the Bengals? Like, why the hell are these two teams doing this? They both must be dumb. Listen.
To be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
Damn. Andrew Berry is sitting in his office going, damn, bruh. Like, what did I do? Why am I out here catching strays? Andrew Berry, man. They're going to hang all of this around his neck with the Browns, by the way. They're going to say, hey, Deshaun Watson is his fault, and the trade with Flacco is his fault, and it all starts at the top with the owner Haslam. But, hey, a billionaire is not going to go out there and fire himself now, is he? 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. We went from Baltimore. Let's go to Westchester County, New York. Let's talk to Marty. Marty, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Yes, good evening, JR. Nice weekend of football. And here in New York, you know, it's interesting you talk about the Steelers and Mike Tomlin. We had the Brown-Steeler game here in New York yesterday. And you talk about coaches getting fired. The one coach that's done it right for a long time, and he continues to do it right, is Mike Tomlin. I mean, this is a solid football team from what I could see. The defense is playing well. And Aaron Rodgers may have one foot out the door, but I'll tell you, he looked very impressive yesterday against a pretty good defensive unit. His mobility is better than it was last year with the Jets. He's 2 years removed from Achilles tendon surgery, and he was rolling out in the pocket. He was moving around pretty well, and I think this is a team to look for as the season progresses.
Yeah, well, I think I don't want to say it's a given that given everything that's going on right now that they are likely going to be the team to go out there and win the division. And as it stands, I think even before we went into the season, there was an expectation at least for them to go out there and compete for a wild card. The Steelers are 4-1. You know, they have a reputable quarterback now in Aaron Rodgers. This is not Russell Wilson and Justin Fields from last year. The defense is pretty good. But it boils down to this. Will they get over the hump? That's it. I mean, it doesn't matter who the QB is, but this is why they brought Aaron Rodgers in. You know, can he be a stabilizing force for this year? Maybe next. It's kind of crazy to think about it. He's going to be 42 years old. And so the Steelers, in a couple of months, December. And so the Steelers are in the same spot. You know, their fans have been upset for years. We're good enough to win. We're not good enough to win a championship. Is that going to change with Aaron Rodgers? We'll find out. People have been wanting Mike Tomlin fired forever. And that's another case of, you better be careful what you wish for, Marty. But I think the Steelers, they're going to be competitive. Absolutely.
I agree with you. And I think you mentioned this maybe last year. I mean, if Mike Tomlin ever left Pittsburgh, there would be so many teams lining up for him. It's not even funny.
Oh, no, absolutely. Well, we'll see. Sometimes there is fatigue and sometimes it's necessary for change. I think I'm glad that the Steelers, who've always been a mark for consistency, you know, I haven't woken up and just said, oh, my God, we got to dump Tomlin. I know a lot of fans would disagree with that. Hey, Marty, thank you for calling from Westchester.
Anytime, Joe. Have a good evening.
You as well. Look, Mike Tomlin, I'm glad he's still there. Like, I mean, I haven't been in Pittsburgh in about 2 or 3 years. But the last time I was, man, getting in the car, you got all these. Every time I got in the car, and, you know, I'd leave the radio station in Pittsburgh. They'd be like, oh, you're JR. Just listen to you. I'd be like, yeah, that was me. And they'd be like, we got to fire Mike Tomlin. Every Uber, we got to fire Mike Tomlin. And I go, for who? And I never got an answer. Nobody ever gave me a response. Fans are so quick to just say, fire this guy, fire that guy. But when it comes to actually having a, well, who do you want in? Who do you think is going to turn the tide? You know, the answers never come in. It's easy to fire somebody. It's not as easy to kind of maintain a culture, or at least improve the culture, to go out there and win. Speaking of people getting fired, okay, I told you about James Franklin getting the boot from Penn State. We talked about Brian Callahan getting the boot from the Tennessee Titans. Well, Bill Belichick, all those rumors last week about Belichick leaving and discussions of buyouts. Bill Belichick says that is nothing but a load of crap. Listen to this.
Right off the bat, like some of the reports out last week about my looking for a buyout and trying to leave here and all that is just categorically false. There's zero truth to any of that. Glad I'm here. We're working towards our goals and the process. Had great support from Chancellor Roberts, Bubba, Steve, and so forth. You know, Mike and Barty, it's been, those people have all been great, and I appreciate all their help and everything. And, you know, we just believe very much in the process. I think Bill Walsh said, the score will take care of itself. And I've always believed that. You just got to keep working and grinding away, and that's exactly what we're doing.
What else is he supposed to say that I never wanted to leave? People say his environment stinks. Listen to Belichick's response to that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with all these people every day, coaches, players, on the field. Our guys work hard. They have a great attitude, great energy, and we've shown a lot of improvement. You know, we've made a lot of improvement. I think that's exciting for all of us to see, certainly for the individual players to see it, you know, in the units that they work with. So I don't know what kind of perspective some of those people have that are saying that, but I think anybody that's around it on a daily basis would see that. I'm sure the players all see the improvement they're making as the coaching staff.
Yeah, Bill Belichick, he certainly sounds enthused to be in North Carolina. Okay, the last time we saw him on a football field, well, they were losing to Clemson, and apparently Bill Belichick is going to be sticking around on the sidelines for North Carolina, I'd say, through the rest of the season. Not looking good in North Carolina. I don't care what Belichick says. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about Monday Night Football. We got a doubleheader. I'll give you an update on some baseball, too, here on the Infinity Sports Network.